Deputy Minister of Communications Atosa Pon says government is on course with the strategic initiatives to ensure that new technologies benefit the citizenry. Speaking at the Meet the Press series in Accra, Minister Sapon noted that the 780-kilometer Eastern Corridor Fiber Project, which is one of the initiatives, will be completed by the end of the year. The project, when complete, will bridge the digital gap between urban and rural communities and promote ICT in the country.
Every Ghanaian today is dependent on technology for survival, for stability, and for growth. At the Ministry of Communications, our focus is on three critical areas. One, policy and regulations for an enabling environment that ensures convergence of value to our people and operators. Two, infrastructure initiatives that ensures a strong infrastructure framework that is also future-proof. Three, innovations that facilitate a two-way free flow of timely information and gathering of feedback for all citizens to enhance national unity and promotion of economic competition in a knowledge-based environment. To this end, government has initiated and is engaged in a number of strategic projects within the sector. These include the 780-kilometer Eastern Corridor Fiber Project, which is in its final leg for completion by end of this year. The $8.8 million Business Processing Outsourcing Center, currently under construction at the former PWD warehouses near the Kwame Nkrumah Circle and due for completion and launch by January of 2015. The $97 million US dollar e-transform project funded by the World Bank that is expected to fundamentally change the way we do business around immigration, around health, around cabinet, around justice, as well as the parliamentary process and how they all work, as well as many applications aimed at ensuring an efficient and effective national machinery.
That was the Deputy Minister of Communications, Atosa Sapon. Mr. Sapon added that government is also putting in place measures to protect data on the public. He urged society to be cautious about the kind of information shared on social media. He said the passage of the Data Protection Act will improve competition and responsible conduct in the use of ICT. And we have in the studio our reporter at the Media Press, who was in the person of Joyce Jeche. She's in the studio to tell us more about the program. You're welcome, Joyce.
Thank you, Barbara.
So why do we need a data policy?
The country needs a data protection policy because data in wrong hands may be used to harm, destroy, and obstruct peace, which will create instability, of course.
And what are some of the functions of the Data Protection Commission as espoused by the minister?
Its functions are implementing and monitoring of compliance with the provision of the Act, which came into force in October 2012. Another function of the Commission is to investigate complaints and determine the basis of an investigation in a manner that the Commission considers it fair.
And we understand a board has been constituted and they are responsible for the members.
They have it has 11-member board, which is chaired by a retired justice of the Supreme Court, Justice Samuel Dateba. It also has the government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyako, as a member. The Director General of the National Information Technology Agency, Mr. William Tevi, is also a member. The commission has its executive director in the person of Mrs. Taki Akwete.